Mac Jones is back throwing the football with his teammates. Bounce backs and breakout years. All of this and more on today's episode of Locked On Patriots. I'm Mike DeBate, and you are about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello to all of you, Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and also thank you for making us your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube, so download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, smash that subscribe button to YouTube. Our subscriber list is growing each and every day, and I thank you all for your support of this pod. Folks, a lot to talk about here. It might be the cusp of a holiday weekend, but we are ready to discuss your New England Patriots. And one very prominent Patriot is working out with a pair that could be prominent Patriots this year. We're going to talk about that. Who's primed for a bigger bounce back year, and who is also primed for a bigger breakout year? These are topics that require a lot of reason, a lot of middle of the road thinking, reasonable, rational thought. And who better to welcome today to provide that rational thought than our very own resident voice of reason, columnist extraordinaire from PatsFans.com. You know his great work, hosting not only one but two great Patriots podcasts, Patriots 4th and 2 alongside Derek Havens and Russ Goldman, and of course, One Patriots Plays, co-hosted by himself, the legendary Connor Murphy Fisto himself, Thomas Murphy, and the lady of Locked On, the Countess of Klaz herself, Miss Claire Klazzy, Claire Cooper. Steve Balestrieri joins me here today on the hot seat. Steve, welcome back to Locked On Patriots. Thank you for joining me here on the cusp of the 4th of July weekend.
I know, and have a happy 4th of July if I don't talk to you after today. And it was perfect timing. We were cutting down some trees out in the back, and you know, what better way to take a noon break than to talk some football?
Absolutely. Well, you know who's chopping away at all of the negativity out there and all of the doubters out there is Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. I know we're still a couple of weeks away from training camp opening in Foxborough. Rookies report on the 19th of July. Obviously, the veterans report on the 26th. First offseason workout on the 27th. Steve, this is going to be a fun training camp to watch. And we saw little bits and pieces in mini camp of how dedicated Mac is to coming in, playing at a high level, doing what he needs to do. This kid really looks like he's buying into everything that the Patriots are selling right now. And as you could see yesterday, and for those of you that don't know, Mac was spotted holding another throwing session. He had one in Tampa a couple of months ago. A lot of the Patriots receivers joined him. Jacoby Myers was down there. Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Agholor, Devontae Parker got in on the action. These guys were ready to roll. This was a little bit less informal, but still informal, and a little bit less of a guest list, I guess. Nelson Agholor, Trey Nixon, working out with Mac in Carlsbad, California. And this to me says two things, Steve. First off, it's great seeing Mac out there taking that leadership role, working with the receivers, no days off, embodying everything it means to be a Patriot, whole nine yards. This kid is buying into it. He also looks to be in great shape. Every time we see more of him, Mac looks to be even in better shape. His girlfriend Sophie posting an Instagram picture early on Friday morning showing Mac looking pretty well built. I mean, he definitely put on some bulk in the offseason, definitely looking the part. So that's one thing. It says a lot about Mac and his work ethic. But to me, this is a little bit more about his guest list. It's about Agholor and it's about Trey Nixon. Both of these guys are facing, I don't want to say uphill roster battles to make the roster this year, but Nixon is trying to carve out his niche in this team. Had a tremendous minicamp, really, I think, the unsung star of minicamp. A lot of people are looking to see if he can parlay that into a strong training camp. You also have Agholor, who's getting the chatter, making the big money, didn't really put out the big-time numbers last year, but Nelson is still trying to come along and make a definitive case for a roster spot this year. I think Mac strategically chose these two because he knows not only do they need the work to help prove themselves, but also I think it shows that Mac is dedicated to helping each and every guy on this team, whether they're assured a roster spot or not. That's leadership, and that's dedication on both Aguilar and Nixon to show up when most other players right now are on vacation. When you look at this, because you're always reasonable, we need that reasonable take on this. Do you see the same elements here? And what are your thoughts on this being a good thing for both Aguilar and Nixon, as well as Mac Jones?
I think it's great for everybody involved. I think you hit the nail on the head. Mac is embracing this new leadership role in his second season, and you love to see that. And, you know, the work ethic it's always been there since he was in Alabama. We've heard about that. He puts the time in, you're looking at two guys that, you know, in Aguilar's case, he didn't have the kind of season probably that he wanted, nor Mac. The chemistry between those two, really wasn't there for a lot of last season. And with Trey Nixon, you know, last year in training camp, those two had a little bit of thing going because Mac was at that point the backup. So,
right.
And now he had a really, really solid mini camp. And, you know, he does have an uphill, I think, battle to make the roster. But at the same time, when you're looking at, you know, he's putting the time in, Mac's putting the time in, I think it's win-win all the way around. I think the Patriot coaches, when they saw that, had to have loved that.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. He's definitely someone that is buying into a lot of the hype is the wrong word because it's really not hype around him. I think a lot of the chatter around him, I think, is the better way to put it. Mac knows that he's facing a season where he has to show leadership. He has to show a little bit more in terms of physicality. And I also think he realizes that he has to show more in terms of arm strength, connecting with his receivers, getting some of those rookie jitters out by working with each of his pass catchers. He's taking that seriously. So again, definitely reflects well on Mac Jones, but I think you made some great, interesting points, especially on Nixon. A lot of people forget that there was a very good synergy that was developing between Mac Jones and Trey Nixon during training camp last year. A lot of that got eclipsed because Christian Wilkerson had such a strong camp, was really, I think, the media narrative, I'll be nice, coming out of camp last year. He was the darling of it. He and Quinn Nordin were really the two stories that everybody couldn't wait to hear, with the exception of the starting quarterbacks. And, whoa, how did Cam do? How did Mac do? The first questions we usually got after practice was, well, how did Christian Wilkerson look? You know, how did he look? Did Nordin boot another one? You know, these were some of the chatter that was going on there in New England last year. So can Trey Nixon come in, and can he give this team a little bit of a lift at wide receiver? I think he can. From what I saw in minicamp, this kid is the real deal. He looks like he's very much dialed in. He looks like he's very much dedicated to putting the work in, and he's worked on his physicality. That was really, I think, the knock on him at UCF, is that he didn't get physical enough either at the line of scrimmage or with some of his targets as defenders. He looked like he's willing to mix it up a little bit this year. We'll know for sure, I think, more in preseason, because you're not going to see that really knockdown, drag out physicality. But you saw a little bit of those seedlings in him, that spark that lets you know that a guy is very serious about, you know, getting physical if he needs to. I think Trey is showing that. And, you know, as for Aguilar, I mean, yeah, he does. He faces a little bit of a crossroad, but I think, first of all, I think Mac likes him. I think Mac enjoys playing alongside Nelson. He can see something in him, and I think there's a big reason why he's one of those guys that's joining him out there. And Nelson wants to show that he's very dedicated to earning his keep and earning that contract that he got last year. I think he can do it. When you look at Aguilar, is this a situation where, as we've talked about in the past here on Locked On Patriots, maybe being showcased, or is this a situation where he's locked in, unintended, folks, being a productive member of the Patriots this year?
I think it could be a little bit of both. I mean, with the emergence of Nixon, you know, this will be a big training camp for both of those guys, because if Nixon can put together, you know, a solid training camp in preseason after what he showed in minicamp, he might earn himself a roster spot. And, you know, with his speed, could that mean they'd be more open to trading a guy like Aguilar, who carries a like $9-10 million hit, that would be the savings they would get if they were to trade him. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think Aguilar knows he's capable of more. And like I said, I think the chemistry was just off a little bit between those two last year. Mm-hmm. And so this is a big training camp for both of those guys.
Absolutely. It truly does. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, Nelson's always going to have a connection to Mac Jones. He caught his first NFL touchdown pass. So that's something that stays with a player and it stays with a quarterback. And, you know, Mac may feel a little bit of, you know, I don't want to say responsibility, but maybe he feels a little bit of a soft spot there for that. But bottom line, we're running a football team. This is not going to be, the era of good feelings. Mac is going to definitely put in the time with the guys that he knows can deliver. I think he sees that in Nelson Aguilar. And quite honestly, folks, I think fans are going to see that in training camp this year. Nelson looks motivated. And when he's locked in, he can be a pretty good receiver and a deep threat. We saw him do it with the Las Vegas Raiders the year before he arrived in Foxborough. I think he's on the cusp of something good. So good on Mac Jones for making that throwing session. And we'll see if that carries over into training camp, which is set to begin in a little over a couple of weeks. But not only will the wide receivers and the quarterbacks be getting a lot of the press and a lot of the attention, there are also players that are coming back from difficult 2021 seasons, meaning injury-shortened 2021 seasons, folks. Running back James White and slot cornerback Jonathan Jones are among two players that will definitely be garnering their share of eyes when the Pats open training camp. Who is set out for the bigger bounce back year? Steve and I will discuss that in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, it's summer, and it might be some of the doldrums of sports. NFL is kind of on a hiatus right now. Basketball and hockey finishing up their playoffs. Major League Baseball still in full effect, but not a lot to watch each and every night. Well, don't you worry, because there's still a lot of sports out there to satisfy your fandom and also give you the opportunity to maybe make a little something on it. And if you're going to do that, visit our friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all of your sports betting needs and information. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news on BetOnline, which is your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and all the scores that you need. BetOnline remains the best spot for all of your podcasts, news, and information this season. They're the fastest and easiest way to check on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. Online, where the game starts. Patriots fans, once again, I am honored, humbled, and always my privilege to be joined by our legendary voice of reason here on Locked On Patriots, the great Steve Balistrieri, columnist extraordinaire at PatsFans.com. Steve, we talked a little bit about Mac's throwing session in the previous segment, talked a little bit about Nelson Aguilar, Trey Nixon, what it means for each of these guys, but one of the things that I'm looking forward to most in training camp is seeing James White, Jonathan Jones back on the field. Each of these guys has been such an integral part of what the Patriots do. White on the offensive side of the ball, Jones on the defensive side of the ball. Both of them had bad breaks last year in terms of season-ending injuries, and I don't say that lightly. James suffering, obviously, a hip subluxation that caused many to question whether or not we had seen the last of him in an NFL uniform. You also look at Jonathan Jones' shoulder surgery that knocked him out for the rest of the year. Both of these guys are back out there on the field, limited sample size, a little bit of a limited action, but they were out there for minicamp. It was great to see them, but you and I both know that training camp is really going to be where we're going to see what James White can truly do, what Jonathan Jones can truly do. And each of them plays such a different role in what they do to help the unit that they're on, whether it be Jonathan Jones as a slot corner or James White as a third down situational back that catches passes out of the backfield. My question to you, my friend, is based on what you've seen from these two guys and covering them for the number of years that they've been here, and based on what you've heard about their recovery and their usage, who is poised for a bigger breakout year this year? Is it Jonathan Jones at the cornerback position, or is it James White for the running backs?
I'm going to bet with Jonathan Jones at this point. you know, his injury last year was a shoulder. And as we know, sometimes those things, even after surgery, can linger and be an issue. But he should be able to run as good as he ever has because, you know, that was an injury to his legs. And we know he's one of, if not the fastest members of the secondary out there. So we know he's played a valuable role. And when you look at, you know, what beguiled the Patriots defense down the stretch at the end of last season, it was the slot corner that just couldn't keep up. Miles Bryant, no knock on him, but he just couldn't keep up with a lot of those receivers. Mm-hmm. I think they really missed Jonathan Jones. And at this point, I mean, you know how much I admire James White. I'm not going to be sold on him until I can see him run in a game situation. Because as we know, those hip injuries are really, really difficult to come back from. And, you know, I want to see him back full speed because I thought the offense with him in it early in the season looked really, really good. And I thought they missed a little bit of that. Again, no knock against Brandon Bolden, who I thought filled in admirably. And I know Murph's ears just perked up with that mention. But, you know, until I really see James running in a game situation, I'm going to kind of hold back on if I think he's going to be, you know, his normal self back there.
I think that's a good point on James White. Look, bottom line, you're right about the offense looking good with him. You go back to week two of last season, and James was the Patriots' leading pass catcher in week two as a running back, a third down situational running back out of the backfield. He was their leading pass catcher, 6 targets, 45 yards, ran the ball 5 times for 20 yards, got in there as a touchdown in short yardage. The offense seemed to come alive a little bit. Mack was almost looking at James as his security blanket. We hear that term a lot. I'm not really fond of it, but it does really kind of, I think, fit well in this situation, especially for a rookie quarterback who's, you know, feeling the jitters, a tough, you know, opening week loss. He's looking to bounce back, and he was leaning on James pretty heavily in that game. And it showed that James was definitely capable of carrying the load, showing Mack the ropes, but also being able to be a reliable target or a reliable offensive weapon, no matter how he wanted to use them in the season. He goes down, and it was very difficult for them to replicate the type of knowledge and the type of prowess that James brings to the table. I agree with you. I think Brandon had one of the best seasons he's ever had in a Patriots uniform. Definitely parlayed that into a good contract with the Las Vegas Raiders this year. But I'm looking forward to seeing James White and seeing what he can do. Getting back to the big point that you made, you have to see him do it on the field. You have to see him be able to run. Can he pivot? Can he make the types of adjustments, the lateral moves, as well as the vertical moves that he needs to make to be the type of effective player that he can be? If he's doing that, then he can definitely be poised for a big bounce back season. But I agree with you. And to me, it's going to be Jonathan Jones. And the reason why I think it's going to be Jonathan Jones is for the reasons that you stated. His shoulder injury will probably hamper him a little bit, but ultimately it's about him being able to run, being able to get physical. I think he'll be in a little bit better of a situation to do that. Now, some people have said that because Jonathan Jones is maybe a little bit further along in his rehab, feeling well, getting back into the swing of things, that he might be showcased as a possible trade target this offseason. We've heard about that. I think that would be a mistake simply because I don't think Marcus Jones is ready to assume that role yet. And I think it was a little bit too aggressive of the Patriots to think that Miles Bryant could come in and they wouldn't have a drop off. You hit the nail on the head. Jonathan Jones definitely had his difficulties last year. And I mean, you know, saw action in 54% of New England snaps over the first 6 weeks. So he was being, you know, pretty well used, 20 tackles, 1 interception, 3 passes defensed prior to going down with his injury. So that to me tells me that he was definitely intricately involved in what the Pats wanted to do. If he's even a fraction of what he was last year, I think he gets the nod. And I don't think the Patriots move him. But I mean, I don't want to steal, you know, your thunder here on this or speak for you. Is there a possibility John could get moved in your estimation?
Well, again, I think a lot will depend on Marcus Jones, as you said. You know, the Patriots drafted him for a reason, and that could be, you know, he's their slot guy of the future. They're looking, you know, to you know, groom him for that position. But again, he, because of double shoulder surgery for him, you know, he missed all of the spring. So I think it'd be a little much to, you know, to be thinking he's going to come in, you know, really cold on day one, if he's even ready, and to assume that mantle from Jonathan Jones. I don't see that happening right off the bat, and maybe mid-season if he's, you know, performing and getting on the field. Maybe they make a move in mid-season, but I don't see that happening off the bat. I think they know what they have in Jonathan Jones, and like we both mentioned, you know, that his injury had nothing to do with his ability to move, and that's, you know, what the plethora of slot receivers who just fly now in the NFL, that's a tough position to play.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's very, very good at it. I think he's one of the top five or six slot corners in the league.
Yeah. And I mean, it's tough to argue with that. It truly is. I mean, he's become one of the best at what he does at his job. And like you said, that job is only compounded by the difficulties of defending some of these quick, agile receivers that really have the ability to get downfield in a hurry. A slot corner has become such a valuable weapon on defense, and really a necessity. And you need a good one in order to employ a good defensive backfield. And for all intents and purposes, people were looking at the Patriots cornerback position as being one of the weaker spots on this team this year. So they need the veteran leadership of someone like Jonathan Jones and the savvy of knowing not only how to get there, but also where to be. I think that's something that is maybe a lost start, and maybe was a little bit lost on that secondary last year. I look for a good year from Jonathan, and hopefully the Patriots do too. So sounds like we're in agreement on who's going to have that bounce back season. More likely to be Jonathan Jones, but maybe, who knows, maybe James White will surprise us all. If there's anybody that can do it, it's that guy, one of the most well-respected and one of my favorite guys on the team. Folks, let us know what you think. Who's going to have the bigger breakout year, or bounce back year, I should say, for the New England Patriots? Is it going to be James White, or is it going to be Jonathan Jones? Steve, I love playing what if with a reasonable gentleman such as yourself. We're not quite done with what if yet, because we're about to take it all home here on Locked On Patriots today, folks, with a question that I think a lot of you might be interested in. Two players we don't discuss often here on Locked On Patriots. Linebackers, Anthony Jennings and Ronnie Perkins, who I know technically is a defensive end, but he was worked out last year most prominently as an outside linebacker. Perkins pretty much had a redshirt season in 2021. Anthony Jennings was on IR for all of 2021, but played sparingly in his rookie season of 2020. Patriots need some speed, they need some youth, and they need some skill at the linebacker position. Which of these youngsters is going to be poised for a breakout year? Not necessarily a bounce back year, but a breakout year at the position. Will it be Ronnie Perkins, or will it be Anthony Jennings? Steve and I will discuss that point in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, my friend, summer is here. It's the time of year where you want to get out, see the world, enjoy some of the time off that you have. In order to do that, you need to make sure that your ride is in tip-top condition, especially with the pain we're all feeling at the pump right now. You want to make sure that your car is running great to get the maximum gas mileage that you can. And the easiest way to do that, folks, and make sure that your ride is in pristine condition, or as close to it as you can get, is to visit our good friends at rockauto.com. With Rock Auto, you can save time, you can save money. Don't choose to spend 30%, 40%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership. RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. You don't have to be an industry insider to get their deals. RockAuto.com has them available on their website, and they're available for everybody. They have everything you could need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, be sure to visit rockauto.com and put that car in shape today. Go and explore their easy-to-use website and find the solution for all of your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Patriots fans, the great Steve Balestrieri joins me here today on Locked On Patriots on the cusp of your holiday weekend, talking all things Pats, Mac Jones, James White, Nelson Aguilar, just, you know, Jonathan Jones. We've talked it all here on Locked On Patriots so far. Steve, in the previous segment, we played a little bit of a what-if action. Who is going to have the bigger bounce-back season for a couple of injured Patriots, meaning Jonathan Jones at corner and, of course, James White at running back? But it's not all about the bounce back. Sometimes it's about moving forward, or breakout is a word that's used an awful lot in sports. Two guys on the linebacking core that the Patriots may have their sharp eye on in training camp this year are second-year linebacker Ronnie Perkins, obviously draft pick in 2021 out of the University of Oklahoma, and, of course, Anthony Jennings, drafted in 2020 out of the University of Alabama. Jennings came in pretty highly touted, a good, solid Patriots-type linebacker. The Nick Saban connection obviously helped him out an awful lot. In his freshman year, played sparingly for the New England Patriots, but there are situations where he did show some flashes of that guy at Alabama that was a fearsome defender and someone that could fit well into the Patriots scheme. Same thing about Perkins. Some people thought that Perkins being drafted really may not be the fit in New England that everybody thought he was going to be, until the Patriots started to work him out at outside linebacker and people started to see what the Pats saw in him and exactly how they want to use him on the field in 2021. Well, Perkins really, for all intents and purposes, enjoyed a pretty healthy redshirt last season, learning the ropes, learning the position. Anthony was out with an undisclosed injury all season long on IR. When you look at both of these guys, because I know you scouted both of them heavily during the pre-draft processes both years when these guys were prospects and the Patriots had picked them up, knowing what you know about their individual makeup and also knowing what you know about the Patriots' need for youth, speed, an infusion of a little bit of life into that linebacking core, who's poised for the bigger year, in your opinion? Do you think it's going to be Perkins, or is it going to be Anthony Jennings?
That's a great question. And, you know, when you posed this to me last night, I was thinking about it. I was looking at different things that I had made notes on, and I kept changing my mind back and forth. So that tells you, I think it's going to be really, really close with these guys. I know they have high hopes for Perkins. Mm-hmm. By moving into the outside linebacker position. And one of the issues that they had, which I think both guys can bring to the table, is setting the edge. Mm-hmm. And I think the Patriots put a premium on their edge guys. They have to set the edge first. Now, that being said, I think Perkins brings more to the table in terms of a pass rusher ability. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been a big fan of Jennings since he played at Alabama. So I'm going to stick to my guns with him. I really think that Jennings is going to be the guy this year. I just see him playing a bigger role than people have envisioned. I think a lot of people kind of wrote him off, you know, after last year. He's kind of like that forgotten linebacker. Mm-hmm. I think there's a really good shot of not only him making the team, but playing a valuable role this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Jennings is that type of player that showed some flashes early on of what he could do on the field. And albeit I know it was a small sample size, and I know we haven't seen a whole lot of Anthony Jennings on the field with the Patriots, but I also look back at what he did for the Crimson Tide, because to me, that's where you're really going to see the true Anthony Jennings. And 194 tackles at Alabama, 34 and a half tackles for loss, 15 and a half sacks, forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, 20 passes defense in 54 games. That's a pretty impressive collegiate career. You understand where Bill Belichick was thinking in terms of what he was able to bring. Also, you look a lot of toughness, tenacity. To me, I think that's where Anthony Jennings really shines. So I think that's where he can break out a little bit. And if that's the case, look for him to really take on that role. Don't forget, Kyle Van Noy is not there anymore in this defense. And Jennings plays, I think, a similar style to what, you know, we saw from Van Noy. That could be a good, you know, obvious fit there. That strong side edge against the run. He can move around, get into the second level. To me, I think that's where he can shine as well. Perkins is interesting to me because obviously it was a redshirt year for him last year. And he's still the type of player that you want to see, you know, more out of, considering where the Patriots drafted him. When you're drafted in the single or the double digits, you're required to, I think, perform relatively quickly, whether it's, you know, in the first year or whether it's in the second year. Number 96 overall, I think, coming in shows that this kid needs, you know, to show something on the field this year. Again, I agree with you. I think maybe the setting of the edge is something that both of these guys can do. Perkins definitely gives you a little bit more in terms of bolstering the pass rush. I think he's a little bit better at defending the run than he gets credit for as well. So to me, if he has to take up the traditional stand-up rusher role, I think that's why the Patriots are looking at maybe utilizing him at the outside linebacker position, because I think that is where he can be most effective as well. So, you know, I'm on the fence on this one. I know I sound wishy-washy on this. You know what? To make variety the spice of life, so we can come back here during the regular season, I'm going to go with Perkins on this one. I'm going to say that maybe the opportunity that he's going to get on the outside, and his explosiveness, and maybe his tenacity on the pass rush and getting after the quarterback might give him a little bit of a better jump. But I really like what I see in both of these guys this year. It would really shock me if either one ended up on the chopping room floor. I've seen some rumblings about Jennings, not so much about Perkins, I think, because of the fact that he's only 1 year removed from being drafted. But it would really surprise me to see either one of these guys chopped loose. Do you think there's a chance that either one is not on the roster this upcoming season?
I think that there's always a chance if either one of them was to fall flat and just perform terribly in training camp in the preseason.
Right.
Sure, I think the opportunity would be there for them to cut them loose if they're not seeing anything. But I just don't see that happening with either one of these guys. I think Jennings is going to bounce back, you know, after his injury last year. And like I said, I've always liked him. I think he's kind of forgotten. And, you know, we're all interested to see what a year in the system will do with Ronnie Perkins. Granted, he didn't play at all last year, but, you know, he was with the team the entire season. So he gets the benefit of being in the meetings, at practice, the whole nine yards. So I think he's going to hit the ground ready to go.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit the ground ready to go as well. I know I picked Perkins kind of be a contrived contrarian, which is a word I've been using a lot lately, mostly to describe people that just want to disagree for the sake of disagreeing. I'm kind of playing that role a little bit right now, but not hostily that we see in a lot of our walk of life. But I agree with you. I think Jennings can definitely do that. But ultimately, Bill Belichick's going to make the decisions he feels is best for the team. And you're right. If either one of these kids come in and falls flat and is just not the player that the Patriots need, and that roster spot is going to be better utilized elsewhere, he'll do whatever is best for the football team. That being said, I think Jennings, I think Perkins, both going to be members of the roster this year. And I think they're going to be productive. And I think these two are some of the movement that you're going to see, that youth movement, that speed movement, alongside guys like Cam McGrone, Raekwon McMillan. Linebacking core, I think, is going to look a lot different in New England this year, and maybe we're on the cusp of the new generation when it comes to Patriots defenders, Steve. Always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what I'm writing about this coming Sunday on my Sunday column, is how the linebacker position is really, it's evolved in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And normally the Patriots are ahead of the curve, but I think they're a little bit behind on this particular one. Right. And I think that's going to change this season. And that's what I'm planning on writing about on Sunday.
Yeah, I think some of it is by necessity, but I also think some of it is by design as well. And I think Bill Belichick is savvy enough to understand that you have to evolve with the way the game is evolving. And if there's anybody out there that can do it and do it as well or not better than anybody, it's Bill Belichick. For anyone who thinks that he's just stuck in his time period, really hasn't done a very good job of studying Bill Belichick, in my opinion. This guy always adapts to where he needs to be. And I think he sees the handwriting on the wall. So let's see what the linebackers are able to do this year. And of course, next week here on Locked On Patriots, folks, we're going to be doing positional previews, breaking down all of the positions here on the Patriots roster, who to watch for, what are the biggest storylines. We'll be discussing that all each and every day. So stay tuned before that and know exactly what position to expect each and every day with a little added fun twist each time that we talk about them. Steve will be here next week, so we'll be talking that. We'll be discussing your favorite positions here on Locked On. But in the meantime, my friend, I want to thank you for taking time out right before the holiday weekend to join me here on Locked On. Your reason, your accountability, just everything you bring to the table is always something that I'm honored and privileged to be able to utilize each and every week here on the pod. Before I let you go, my friend, please let everyone know where they can find you. You've given us a little glimpse into what we can expect in the coming days from the great pen of Steve Balestrieri, but also everything that you got kind of on your plate before we take our leave here for the weekend.
Yes, and to all your listeners out there, I hope everyone has a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. You know, for all the problems we have in this country, we're still the greatest imperfect union there is in the world. So,
well said.
You know, I think we're all blessed to live here, and, you know, we're going to enjoy our holiday weekend. But, yeah, you know, we didn't get a chance to get together on Patriots 4th and 2 this week because none of our schedules jived this week. But next week we'll be looking at the defense as a whole. We're going to break down the defense, and including with the linebackers that I'm going to be writing about. So that's what we'll be doing. And you can find me on Twitter, just at SteveB7SFG. And, you know, I write for Pats fans. I'm on, you know, social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Steve Balestrieri.
Absolutely. And folks, I'm not telling most of you anything you don't already know. There really isn't a finer to follow anywhere in the civilized world. Steve is about as level-headed and as honest as you can get. Two quotes, two qualities, I should say, that are so rare in our business. And I appreciate you each and every time you come on here. But couldn't follow a better guy, in my opinion. So, Paizan, thank you very much for joining me here today. We look forward to talking ball with you again here next week on Locked On Patriots. But, folks, in the meantime, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules each and every day, all week long, to follow Locked On Patriots and to make us a part of your daily Patriots coverage. Until next time, folks, please continue to stay safe, stay well. If you're listening to this during your holiday weekend, again, be extra safe, be extra well, and we look forward to talking ball with you all again here on Locked On Patriots next week. On behalf of Steve Balestrieri, I'm Mike DeBate. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.